will glorify me. We're in a time where God's uncovering absolutely everything. He's peeking underneath those fig leaves with which we've covered ourselves, and without warning, it seems, he's ripping them off. Everything we've used to cover ourselves, to escape from his scrutiny, is being exposed. Exposed, we don't like that. Some of us would much prefer to live in darkness than light, but there it is. We've cried out for revival, for visitation, for presence, for him to come down, and now he has. This means that the things we've held on to, like the ways of protecting ourselves, defending ourselves, coping, all mechanisms that exclude him, beliefs that we've cherished, are being thrown out. And just like when Jesus walked the earth, it wasn't as they expected, liked or wanted a lot of the time. He particularly upset the religious crowd. Times, they are a-changing. God has come down to inhabit his church, not just visit it. And we're blinking at the light and feeling the heat. This process won't stop until Jesus comes for his bride, because the Holy Spirit has come to speak of him, and the fire of his presence within us is burning up all the dross. John 16:13-14, in the Mount's reverse interlinear New Testament, that's a mouthful, but it means it's a direct translation, and it says, "But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you things yet to come. He will glorify me, for he will receive what is mine and tell it to you." That's a literal translation from the Greek, because I want you to see clearly that this is all about his revelation of himself. That's the purpose of the Holy Spirit within you, to speak of Jesus, to glorify him. There has been a shift from what you want to what he wants. No longer what you want to know will hold any security for you, because he's after your heart. He's making no apologies, and he's coming after you with romantic intent. Bring it on, we say, until we discover what it means. In his parlance, it doesn't mean a warm fuzzy. Habitation is not governed by what you want, but by what you need. You can seek for healing and deliverance, and it's right that you do, but primarily they are there to lead you to him. He is corralling his church. He's got her in a corner, just as he did with Moses when Mo cried out, "I beseech thee, show me thy glory." That wasn't Moses' idea. God put the desire in his heart, and he said, "Okay then, I'll let all my glory pass by you, but you can only see my back." Why only his back? Crisp time, folks. If Moses saw the glory of the Lord full on, it would have been more than having a close-up view of the sun. He's bringing back the word majesty into our vocabulary. He's setting his bride on her feet, making her beautiful, preparing her in his way for his coming. Get used to the word passion, his for you and yours for him. This session is going to upset everyone at one time or another. I predict that none of you will like everything or even some of the things, but they need to be said urgently. That said, if you have your hard hat, asbestos suit and sunglasses, fasten your seatbelt. We are cleared for takeoff again.